All right, we have to get into some serious issues here for a moment. Because H.R. 1 passed the House last night. This is the For the People Act. Federalizing all elections in America. Federalizing elections in America. It is the most destructive piece of legislation I've ever seen, potentially. It makes the $1.9 trillion COVID plan look like a good idea. H.R. 1, the For the People Act, the bill passed 220 to 210. Not a single Republican supported this. Not one. Two were unable to vote. One Democrat unable to vote. Otherwise, exactly on party lines, 220 to 210. That should scare everyone. The Democrats are trying to ram through a deal that would make elections unwinnable for Republicans ever again. Change all the rules. Let me give you an example. It requires states to allow any eligible voter to vote by mail, something that has been outlawed in European countries for years because it is ripe for fraud. It requires states to allow any eligible voter to use drop boxes, you know, the type that Mark Zuckerberg paid for in 2020. It's called ballot harvesting. It mandates that states accept ballots that arrive in the mail 10 days after Election Day, as long as they're postmarked properly. 10 days. Election day is meaningless anymore. They're just ongoing elections. Send your ballot whenever you want. We'll count it once or twice, maybe three times. It exempts from prosecution people who are not eligible to vote, but register anyway. Meaning illegal aliens that get caught registering to vote, no big deal. You're not going to be charged with a crime. It provides, check this out, it provides public financing for candidates. 6-1. If you give a $200 donation, the candidate will get $1,400. It'll be your $200 plus six times more, $1,200, for a total of $1,400 financed with your money. You would be paying for the Democrats to run for office. How does that make you feel? The bill would reduce the number of Federal Election Commission members from 6 to 5, they say, so it will avoid deadlock. What it really means is the FEC would become a weaponized partisan machine. We need to fight against this with every fiber of our being. The For the People Act is nothing more than for the Democrats, for the socialization, for the destruction of America. It's For the Communists Act is what it is. It would require politically active organizations, including nonprofits, 403s, to disclose every donor that gives more than $10,000 to scare them from doing so, you see. You see, one of the fundamental rights of America is for groups of people to band together, to pool their resources and to fight for or against something they see as a big issue. They can fight against it. They can gather together and fight for it, but not here, because it'll frighten away anybody that gives more than $10,000. Let me read you something from a Supreme Court decision in 1958. It is beyond debate that the freedom to engage in association for the advancement of beliefs and ideas is an inseparable aspect of the liberty assured by the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment. NAACP versus Alabama, 1958. You see, the state of Alabama had ignored the NAACP to hand over a list of its members during the era, had ordered, that is, the NAACP to hand over a list of its members during the era of segregation, the Ku Klux Klan. And they said no. But now Democrats want exactly that. They want to be able to target you. If you're part of the America First crowd, we're going to find you. We're going to destroy you. We're going to shame you. We're going to take everything away from you we can, including your privacy. We're going to dox you any way we can. Tonight, the House of Representatives voted in favor of a bill that tramples on the free speech and free association rights of American citizens. It imposes unworkable and invasive regulations on the ability of individual Americans and groups of citizens to discuss vital policy issues with elected officials of the public and to exercise constitutionally protected freedoms. The Democrats are trying to impose California one-party rule on you in every state, in every red state, South Dakota to Texas to Florida. They want to destroy the elections of each state and make them federal and force these horrible ideas on everyone permanently, even though states like Pennsylvania and Georgia have said those provisions were temporary and they cannot stand in future elections. Well, Nancy Pelosi and company want those provisions to stand. And the only thing standing between those provisions and the permanent destruction of voting in America are Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. Because if this makes its way through the United States Senate, elections as you know them are over. Forever. By the way, what else do they want in here? Let me tell you what else they want. I'm going to bite number 7 here. Another really bad idea. Bite number 7. Listen to what Ayanna Pressley, a squad member, has to say. What else should we do to make voting so much better in America? Here's her idea. Listen.
H.R. 1 is bold, transformative legislation which fights voter suppression, promotes access to the ballot, cracks down on money in politics, and provides transparency to the American people. Passing this bill has never been more urgent. We must act to protect and preserve our democracy. My amendment gets to the heart of H.R. 1 and recognizes the contributions that young people continue to make to our democracy. By lowering the federal voting age from 18 to 16 years of age, my amendment would enfranchise young Americans to help shape and inform the policies that will set the course.
Oh, shut up. Enough, enough, enough. I've had enough of her. What did you do when you were 16? What was your grand idea when you were 16 years old? Yeah, we need 16-year-olds voting in federal elections. No, I think the age should be raised to 21, maybe 25. 16-year-olds in this day and age are less mature than they were 25 years ago, certainly less mature than they were 100 years ago. The idea that 16-year-olds should vote in federal elections or any election at all is absurd. The only reason Democrats think they should have 16-year-olds voting is because it's another way to put their thumb on the scale and cheat. Period. The idea that we should have mass mail-in ballots and ballots allowed 10 days after Election Day is so that the Democrats can cheat and put their thumb on the scale. Period. Outrageous. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.